Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Captain Mike Gallo joins us now, and look who found him, Sherry. Look how nice he looks. He's always professionally dressed on Saturday mornings when he takes people out on his trips. Isn't he a great-looking guy?
He's a great dresser.
I'm telling you. See, you got to make these images in radio. We don't have the advantage of video, so we have to describe for the listeners what they can imagine. That's why they call it theater of the mind. Captain Mike, you're looking so good, my friend. How's it going?
I'm worried about you, too. I don't think I look good.
Well, your hair is always so neatly groomed, too. You know, I like that about you, too. Even when the wind's blowing, your hair, you never have a bad hair day, that's for sure.
That's right. Mike, maybe it's foggy with the fog. Can't see that well.
Let's start off with that Great Wall of Chalmette. We had somebody that wanted to know they're headed there, and I guess the closest launch would be right there on the other side of the Green Bridge in Chalmette, because I think it's important to launch close because you're going to have to keep an eye on the weather today.
Yes, that's Bait Incorporated that is pretty close to the wall area. Or there's the South Shore Bait and Tackle right close to Highway 90 and the Chef Bridge or Chef Pass. Both of those would be acceptable launches to fish the Great Wall. We've had a little bit of a warm-up, so the water temperatures are kind of warm, and I would definitely say you want to fish where there's current movement. So either lock in the wall itself is probably going to be a good area to start. If there's too many boats, you can back away because there'll be some current flowing through that area. Hard bottoms, live shrimp on the bottom is going to be a great... They always eat live shrimp, but they'll certainly eat the gulps or the matrix plastics. And you know I always fish a drop shot.
Have you been there recently?
I have not been to the wall recently. Lake Pontchartrain is still producing good numbers of fish, long as the weather allows you to get out there. You're not too much wind. We've been catching limits in the lake. The warm-up has brought the water temperatures in the lake up as well. And if I do run in from weather, it's not near as far.
Mike, we call you the forensic fisherman because you study things and calculate and observe and make mental notes. Lake Pontchartrain has got to be the best surprise for saltwater fishermen in southeast Louisiana for 2024. What can you attribute that to?
Well, Don, we've had no hurricanes on the east side of the Mississippi River for the last 3 years. So we've had uninterrupted spawns, and we've also had a low river, which means our salinity is a little bit higher close by. And I think those two together, we just have an abundance of fish. We also changed the creel limit, so we turned back quite a few more fish that were, you know, under 13 inches that are now 13 inches. The ones we released in October that were 12, 12 and a quarter, 12 and three quarters, those are all legal fish now. So all those things combined, and I think going forward for the next couple of years, our fishery is set up to be successful and have good catches going forward over the next couple of years. So things are looking really good for our area.
How long do you anticipate this nice good bite on trout is going to last if people haven't had a chance to get out there yet?
Those fish are going to continue to bite until that water temperature gets in the low 50s. 53 down to 50, you can still catch them, just really slow presentation. At that point, you want to be out of the current, dead-end canals, deeper water, or areas you want to try. Once it gets below 50, I can count on three fingers how many times I caught trout in water temperatures below 50.
And as far as marsh fishing in the area, North Shore Marsh or perhaps Biloxi Marsh North, what are you thinking there?
One of the interesting things about the marsh, the overall depth of the marsh is much shallower than Lake Pontchartrain, so it'll cool down quicker. Consequently, it'll also heat up quicker. So if your temperature in Lake Pontchartrain now is, say, 55, I would say in the marsh it may be closer to 53, but it won't take long for it to heat up to 55 and get those fish active. As far as redfish, they could care less about the temperature. It has to be really cold before they don't want to bite.
Gotcha. Mike, we're going to get you to give out your information. First, I want to wish you a happy new year, and thank you so much for year-long reports. Each and every week, you're there to help people find fish and catch fish in your area. If you would, maybe give them the information to find you beyond the Don the Outdoors Guy, where we have a link to you. But beyond that, you got a good website, AA of LA. Give us that complete website and your phone number.
Well, you said it. AAofLA.com is the way to find me on the website. Angling Adventures of Louisiana on social media. And my phone number, 985-781-7811.
And Cherie, would you read to Mike that last text we just got in from one of our listeners?
Yes, from 3751, I just Googled Captain Mike Gallo. I would have never put his voice to that face, but he's a nice-looking guy, though.
I would think that's one of our female listeners. I hope so, anyway, Mike. There you go. Nice-looking guy, she says, Mike.
That's probably my mother.
Thank you, Mrs. Gallo. He needed that. All right, Mike, we'll see you next year in 2025. Have a good one.
All right, Don. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
All righty. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana.